As the popularity of e-cigarettes and other electronic smoking devices grows nationally and here in the Garden State, those opposed to the technology remain on the offensive. Executive Director of the New Jersey Global Advisors on Smoke-Free Policy, Karen Blumenfeld.
The electronic smoking devices are completely unregulated. There could be any type of a product placed into that nicotine liquid. They are not approved by the FDA. And so if the e-cigarette industry wants to claim that it's to help people quit smoking and have their customers claim that, then they should pay for the research to have it be approved by the FDA as a smoking cessation device.
In response to the argument that e-cigarettes may help to curb the craving for the traditional kind, Blumenfeld has this.
The industry knows that they can't say it because the product is not approved as a smoking cessation device by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. And so people are claiming that they're not using cigarettes, and that might very well be true, but who's to say that they're switching from a cigarette to an e-cigarette is safer? It's not been proven to be safer, and it's been proven already to have a deleterious health effect.
Blumenfeld also points out that the use of electronic smoking devices has been banned in public places since 2011. As the popularity of e-cigarettes and other electronic smoking devices grows nationally, those opposed to the technology remain on the offensive. Executive Director at the New Jersey Global Advisors on Smoke-Free Policy, Karen Blumenfeld, argues that many New Jerseyans are still unaware of the bans on e-cigs in public places.
Under New Jersey state law, no one is allowed to use an electronic smoking device because it's classified as smoking under the 2006 New Jersey Smoke-Free Air Act, which was amended in 2010, so that no one should be using any electronic smoking device in an indoor public place or in a workplace.
In fact, Blumenfeld points out that they can't even be used in the stores popping up across the state that specialize solely in electronic smoking devices.
It's not classified as a tobacco product, so therefore only tobacco products are used. Sales are used to determine whether or not smoking can take place in a tobacco retail shop. And since electronic smoking devices are not tobacco products, by law, they're not supposed to be used, demoed, or sampled in any of these tobacco retail shops.
And when it comes to the claim that e-cigarettes help folks quit smoking, Blumenfeld points out that the claim has never been tested by the FDA.